You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Marymount International School of Rome has been celebrating its 70th anniversary, recalling the founding of the Institute in 1946. The first Marymount School was founded in 1926 in New York by Mother Marie Joseph Butler and was part of a network of schools directed by the Religious of the Sacred Heart of Mary. Mother Butler envisioned an independent educational opportunity for the daughters of the Irish and Italian emerging middle classes to ensure they would continue their education as Catholics. With this in mind, she founded the Marymount School and soon after opened Marymount Colleges to educate the teachers who worked in the schools. Mother Butler had the foresight to think of broadening the girls' education by sending them to Europe, which led to the opening of schools in London, Paris, and Rome. Ms. Sarah Gallagher, executive headmistress of the Marymount International School of Rome, spoke with me, Haley Cicino, about the school's 70th anniversary and the tremendous strides Marymount has made since 1946.
In 1946, we had been set up at the request of the international community here that had come in to help settle Italy after World War II. And the school, as it evolved over time, moved from a group of 30 students to the 660 currently enrolled. Originally, we were a boarding school and a day school, and we had students from Switzerland, Spain, the US, the UK, and South America. Now we have students from over 50 countries. We're co-ed. The program originally was grade school, and it expanded out from that. Now we go from early childhood, which started in the school in 1986, all the way through to grade 12. We became a co-ed school in 1991 when Notre Dame closed down, and we've been an international baccalaureate school for the diploma program since 1985. In terms of changing and responding to the needs of the time and the community, the school has evolved and developed. The boarding component, which was a major feature of the school, closed in the 1990s, and we are now a day school only.
What added value do you offer the students who attend your school?
One of the primary things is that we are an international network of schools. So we have a global network of the Religious of the Sacred Heart of Mary schools. There are 19 schools scattered all over the world, so in Brazil, America, Portugal, and in other countries in Europe. And we have 3 schools in Colombia, 1 in Mexico. Our students and our faculty have the opportunity of sharing extracurricular activities with all of those schools. So we have an annual sports festival, we have a drama festival, a Model United Nations, and that allows us at a deep level to engage in the international network of schools. Our focus then is on the education of global citizens who are formed within the values of the Catholic mission of the school. So it's a very rich environment for us to be able to harvest for the students. Within the curriculum from the vision of Mother Butler right at the beginning, there is an implicit embrace of independent thinking and inquiry-driven learning. That's something that's quite palpable on campus. The students are driven by their desire to understand deeply the material that is put before them. And our faculty is very long-standing. So since we've been doing the IB 1985, we actually have some members of staff who are still with us from the 80s and 90s. So there's a continuity as well as turnover, which is a feature of international schools. So we've got a foot firmly in the past and also in the future. The other thing I would say about the global network is there is a contact now pedagogically and from a curricular perspective and from the perspective of mission effectiveness in terms of our interaction with the other schools. But also after school, there is the network of alumni from schools all over the world. And because of the nature of Marymount, these alumni tend to be very well placed in their home countries or internationally in business, politics, diplomacy, law, education. And the students benefit from that connectedness and interaction. So these are some of the things, I think, which indicate the value added of a Marymount education.
You were saying how the Marymount International School of Rome is a Catholic school, but do you welcome students of all faiths?
We're a Catholic school and we welcome students of all faiths. The roots of the school are in France, in Béziers, which is where the Order of the Religious of the Sacred Heart of Mary was set up by Father Jean Gaillac in the middle of the 19th century. At that time, he started the school to support his work with women who had fallen into prostitution because of their family circumstance, the difficulties of the time. And he wanted also to have an orphanage to help educate young girls so that they would have skills to allow them to go into the world and work in ways other than prostitution. So the starting of the school was philanthropic, and it developed a fee-paying dimension so that that could support the work of Jean Gaillac, which I think was visionary in its outlook at the time. From the very beginning, the openness which Gaillac showed to those in his community who were other was a seminal element of the education. So those who were on the social and economic margins of southern France at the time were the people that he was turning to include. And in the sisters, he developed a mindset that was inclusive. As the Catholic schools in Europe and in the US broadened out to include populations of other faith groups and some of no faith, there was built in, if you like, programmed into the education on offer, an openness to the other and an engagement with the other that was very important. Gaillac's vision is and was to make God known and loved. That's at the heart of our schools, and all of the students who join us are able to embrace that through the RSHM mission that all may have life. The students understand that and can connect to it, whether they do so from a faith base or from the perspective of an understanding of our connectedness as a common humanity, both to one another and to the planet which we should responsibly inhabit. They understand it, and they are enriched by the experience of being in a Catholic school, and we are enriched by the presence of those who bring other perspectives, other faith practice, and we integrate that as fully as we can without distilling the heart of the school.
Rome is a place where many cultures come together. Is that reflected not only in the students, but also in the curriculum at Marymount?
Yes, it is. I think that our curriculum is one which is a mix of the American, the European, the international. And because we are in Italy, we offer the media program to those students in middle school who want to take the Italian curriculum. And within that, we study art history, philosophy, ethics, the privileging of language within the international school context is key. So within the curriculum, we study a range of subjects which connect us closely to both the host city and to the traditions which that host city embraces and embodies. At the same time, internationalism is expressed within the school in the food day that we have and in our mother language day. And we always link those international festivals very closely with the Rome context. So I think in terms of the curriculum and the extracurricular offering, as well as in the field trips which we cultivate within the programs that we've got, and in terms of the engagement with the community through service and other projects, the school is very aware of the rich tradition of Rome, very aware of its cultural history, its church history, and very aware of Rome in its modern context and the nature and shape and contours of the society within which our students are growing up at this moment in time.
How is the Marymount International School of Rome looking to the future?
Education is our great hope for the future. As we look around us and increasingly feel in the media and in the discussions we participate in, a dispirited sense of the level of political discourse and engagement, we prize education increasingly, and it's very important for us as a school that the preparation that we are giving the students is preparing them for a world in which that diminishing hope in political discourse is set to one side, and we move back to a much more hopeful, grace-filled language. So we cultivate and are looking at ways in which we can cultivate a hope for the future. And we believe we can do this by educating our students in their civic connectedness in this moment, giving them meaningful engagement at the local level to help them realize the impact and influence that they have for good, despite the barrage of negativity and hopelessness, helplessness that they might pick up from the media discourse on contemporary life. So that's a very important local impact that we are trying to achieve in our education. In terms of preparing the digital natives, who are now the student body of all of our schools, the Marymount schools in London, Paris, New York, and now in Rome, are pioneers in introducing fab labs or fabrication laboratories into the schools. In all of these places, we have been the first schools, or among the first schools at the independent level, to introduce fab lab. And these are spaces where the students create digitally. The computational thinking, which characterizes a 21st century learner, finds its full expression in a fab lab. And the equipment, such as 3D printers, laser cutters, the coding and robotics kits and thinking which they need to have in order to allow them to work in a 21st century mode, those things are all supplied in Marymount. So we've got this wonderful facility which we are opening January the 14th, and the provision there will be for students all the way from early childhood through to the graduating senior class. And we hope to open it not just for the students but also for the adults in our community who haven't got the avenue into contemporary computational thinking that the students have. I would say that we spend a lot of time encouraging the students in a mindfulness and a contemplative view of life, which we feel will be increasingly important in the world that they move into. Our world is noise-filled, and the boundaries which existed in the past between work and relaxation, between conversation and writing, for example, these sorts of things have been collapsed by the emergence of technologies, which have fostered good things, but they have also increasingly taken over our space, our conversational space, our quiet space. And the school is looking to implement within all aspects of its curriculum and its program, not just an awareness of the need for contemplative quiet, but also the skills to achieve it in the world that we are in. The rapid increase in mental health issues with young people manifesting themselves at a university level in particular argues that the school of the 21st century must have this thinking to its forefront. And the final point that I would make is we're very aware that the students need to develop the skills of presentation in public, question and answer in a public forum, the business of pairing to persuade an audience of one's ideas or position. These rhetorical skills have reemerged in primacy in a world where the top jobs and university interviews and just general job interviews have given increased privileging to oral presentation. So the students have a lot of opportunity built into their extracurricular and the curricular programs to allow them the chance to speak in public and to take questions in public. And we start this at the elementary level and work it through the middle school and the high school. So that's both in the classroom and then in the whole school assembly opportunities that we've got. And the end product is a very confident, articulate, poised, eloquent student who presents well, but more importantly, has a substance to the presentation. And I think that this is the objective of the education that Mother Butler envisioned, and we are continuing to vision as those who have been fortunate enough to follow in her footsteps.
That was me, Haley Cicino, speaking with Ms. Sarah Gallagher of the Marymount International School of Rome.